All right, Jeremy Bradley here, continuing on. You know, let's go to the phones right now. I see there's a line blinking. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Jeremy, this is Nick Lachey calling, and I heard you talking earlier about not being able to get tickets to the package tour. I think I could probably help hook you up if you're still interested.
Oh, good. Yes, you know, and especially with my birthday coming up. They told me this was on the celebrity hotline. I didn't realize we were on the Reviving Your Youth phone line. Thank you for calling in, Nick. How's it going?
I'm always looking to revive my youth.
All right, yeah, and just to remind everybody, you know, every time Nick is on the show, we do get more calls and emails about him than me, and it's my show, and it's a little bit disappointing. So I do thank you for calling in and taking the time, Nick.
Hey, pleasure. Always a pleasure.
All right, so actually, wait a second. So the sing-off is when we have you on, and then I had a giggly moment when that show got canceled. I guess NBC got my letters, but it's coming back now? What's the deal?
It is coming back, yeah. I think, there were a lot of avid fans out there who were big supporters of the show and certainly campaigned for it to come back once it was canceled. So very, you know, very happy to hear that it's coming back and honored to be a part of it again.
That really goes to show how TV works now, right? It's the power of the people. They wanted the show. Now it's coming back. So that's great. Are you doing, double hosting duty then? What's happening?
Yeah, well, I'm excited to be again back on the sing-off, but also excited to be a part of this new show for NBC called The Winner Is, which is on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. So, very very different kinds of shows. Obviously, the sing-off's all about acapella music. The Winner Is almost, if you can imagine, like the battle round of The Voice meets Deal or No Deal. It's kind of a hybrid of a performance show meets a game show. So, a very different kind of show, and awesome show to be a part of as well.
I think this one's pretty cool though too, because there's sort of money involved throughout. So let's just sort of backtrack a little bit to explain, because I would take the 10 grand and run. But tell everybody then the concept of this show in terms of the inner workings.
Yeah, basically you have two acts that go head-to-head, perform head-to-head. We have 101 people in the audience who vote on every performance. So let's say the scores come back at 60-41. So the two performers see the scores, but they don't know if they've got the high score or the low score. And then I offer them money, $10,000, $25,000, $50,000, to leave the game. So if they take the money, they have to leave the game. Well, if you've got the low score, then that's the smart move, take the money. But obviously, if you have the high score and you take the money, then you're going to, you'd be kicking yourself because you would have moved on to the next round and had a chance at even more money. So there's a real strategy involved here. You have to really kind of, if you want to move on, you have to really kind of gamble on yourself and gamble on your performance that you got that high score.
But it's really that simple, that if you do a crummy job, you just say, hey, you know what, I totally didn't get this and I can take the money and run. Is it really that simple?
It's that simple if you really feel like you botched the performance. But what we find on the show is that most of these performances are really good performances. And as performers, we all have a lot of pride, so it's hard to say, I think I got outsung there, or I think the 101 people out there that voted on it probably didn't like my performance. As singers, it's one of those things where you always think you won. You know what I mean? We all have a lot of pride in what we do, so it's hard for someone to say, you know what, I should take this money and walk away. But we've seen it happen time and time again. People who should have taken the money and didn't, and we've also seen people who took the money and then we find out they had the high score and would have moved on, and so they're kicking themselves too.
Who is it then that surprised you throughout the course of the show so far?
I've just been surprised in general by the level of the performances. I mean, these are people from everyday walks of life, who all have their own 9-to-5 jobs and their own lives, and they're not looking to get discovered as the next big thing, the next Kelly Clarkson, whatever. They're there for the money. They're there to try and win that $1 million. And you would think that these people get to LA and bright lights, big city, would be intimidated, but some of the performances have just been awesome. So I was really blown away by the level of talent that we see on the show.
Back to the music. More with Nick Lachey right after this. Back talking with Nick Lachey from NBC's The Winner Is. We've got a few more minutes to spare. Let's quickly talk about the boy band revival that I sort of mocked. But you guys are you selling out shows as you're going on? Let's talk about that very quickly.
Yeah, well, no, it's been a great summer. The package tour we're a part of, 90 Degrees, a part of with New Kids on the Block and Boys to Men. And, yeah, I mean, every night, sold out arenas, performing for 16,000 screaming women. It's definitely not a bad gig. So we're having a blast out here with those guys. And, for us, Boys to Men was really a group that we idolized and certainly inspired us. So pretty surreal to be, to be sharing the stage with those guys, every night. It's been a lot of fun and a real honor for us.
There was some trouble, though, wasn't there, with New Kids, wasn't it?
There was one show where, some of the trucks got held up at the border and, eventually got across, but didn't get across in enough time to actually make the show. show happened, so we had to postpone a show, a day in Ottawa to the next day. Unfortunately, that's sometimes a part of the tour, and thankfully we were able to make it up, pretty much immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it happens to travelers all the time, though, right? I mean, you never really know what's going to cause it.
Definitely, it was none of the buses, none of the buses with the talent on it. It was some of the trucks that carry the sets, back and forth.
Yeah, definitely. So, okay, totally busy summer here then. So you've got a whole bunch of tours. I guess 98degrees.com is the website as well for the concert tour, right?
Yeah, 98degrees.com is our website, and at 98official is our Twitter page. So, yeah, you can get all the information for the remaining dates on the tour there. And, the tour moves on another couple of weeks, and we're wrapped up. It's hard to believe it's already flown by, but been a great summer. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun.
And then the winner is Thursday nights on NBC, right?
Thursday nights, 9 p.m. NBC.
Check your local listings. Be sure to do that. Nick Lachey, always great talking to you. Thanks for being such a great sport and calling in today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always good to talk to you.
All right, take care now. Today's best music with Jeremy Brown.